awaiting remarks from the president. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden meeting earlier today with his National Security Council and set to speak about Russia, where President Putin requested and was granted authorization from Parliament today to use military force outside of Russia. He already has troops moving into two separatist regions of eastern Ukraine that he recognized as independent yesterday.
Putin kept quiet for weeks at a time, and now every day he is popping out before the journalists. He raised the question whether or not Ukraine was even a country. He went the other direction, saying Ukraine could be a very deadly enemy for Russia, that Ukraine could rebuild its nuclear weapons program rapidly and pose a real threat to Russia.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. Both the U.S. and NATO say Russia has invaded eastern Ukraine, the European Union approving an initial set of sanctions targeting Russian officials today. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland is praising the federal verdict against three men now convicted of violating Ahmaud Arbery's civil rights when they killed him in Georgia.
The case of Arbery's killing that a jury said was based on race was tough for Attorney General Garland to talk about.
I cannot imagine the pain that a mother feels to have her son run down and then gunned down.
Garland said even beyond race alone, no one in America should be subject to bias and any violence it brings.
Because of what they look like, where they are from, whom they love, or how they worship.
He said the DOJ has a legal call to fight it, but Americans have a moral call to fight what fuels bigotry.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Arbery was killed 2 years ago tomorrow. His mother criticizes the Justice Department's work on a plea deal in the federal case and says today's verdict was only possible because the family opposed a plea agreement. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The U.S. Supreme Court agrees to hear a free speech fight involving a state law that protects gay rights.
The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case of a web designer who wants to expand to wedding websites, but due to religious beliefs, would not build a site for a gay couple. She also wants to post a statement on her website about her beliefs, but she's in Colorado, which has a state law that prohibits discrimination based on sexual orientation. Smith's challenge to Colorado's law was tossed out, so she appealed to the 10th District Court of Appeals, which also sided with the state. Now the Supreme Court says they'll hear the case, but only to consider the free speech aspects, whether this law requires someone to speak or stay silent about their beliefs. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Utah National Guard says two of its Black Hawk helicopters were involved in a training accident earlier today. Both helicopters were damaged, but no crew members were injured. The crash under investigation. It happened near Mineral Basin and a ski resort where part of a mountain was closed to skiers after the crash about 28 miles from Salt Lake City. A social media platform popular for its short videos might expand a change already made to allow even longer videos, even though some users complain about that.
Internal survey data by TikTok executives reported by Wired claims nearly 50% of users said videos longer than a minute were, quote, stressful. But since TikTok announced it would extend the max video length from 1 to 3 minutes, the app has conducted widespread testing of 5-minute and even 10-minute long videos. The average TikTok user is said to spend an hour and 25 minutes on the app every day. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
The Ukraine situation is rattling the markets. The Dow's now down more than 600 points. The S&P and the NASDAQ also dropping more than 1%. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.